When did this happen? What did you need to do? Why did you feel pressure? How did you manage this pressure, and what happened in the end? Answer. Actually, I have experienced countless adversities in my life. But the most pressure I've ever felt is to become a TOEIC teacher. I remember vividly about 10 years ago. After graduating from college, I was doubtful about my career. My major is business administration, but it's not my dream job. Actually, at that time, I didn't know what kind of job I would like to have after graduating college. I was really stressed and panicked. But after taking an English class at an English center, I was really interested in English, especially TOEIC. So I made up my mind that I had to change my career to become an English teacher. The problem was that I was not good at English, and to be a TOEIC teacher, I needed to have a certificate with at least 900 points out of 990 in total. The major obstacle was how to make my parents believe in my decision. When I told my parents that I wanted to be a teacher and that I needed to spend at least 2 years specializing in TOEIC, they were really taken aback by my decision because I spent about 4 years at university and my parents wanted me to have a stable job like my cousins. At that time, I was really under a lot of pressure. In order for my parents to believe in my decision, I studied extremely round the clock. I studied nearly 15 hours a day, like waking up around 4 a.m. to listen to the tests and learn vocabulary and grammar. I bought a lot of books about TOEIC to learn and learned from the internet as well. I can say that, at that time, I was obsessed with TOEIC, even though I saw myself learning TOEIC in my dream. But as the saying goes, hard work always pays off. After nearly 2 years of learning TOEIC from beginners, I took the first test at IG Vienne. What a surprise! I got 970 points out of a total of 990. Holding a certificate in my hand, I couldn't believe I could do it. The first thing I did was tell my parents about my achievement. They were so happy and very proud of me. After that, I taught at one of the most famous TOEIC centers in my city. So I think this is an achievement that I feel proud of.